KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Just days after ordering a pause in critical weapons deliveries to Ukraine, President Trump in a 180 now says the U.S. will have to send more weapons to Kyiv. The Pentagon announced last week it would hold back delivering weapons amid concerns U.S. stockpiles have dropped too much. President Trump said Ukraine has to be able to defend themselves. Officials say Russian attacks on Ukraine killed at least 11 civilians and injured more than 80 others, including 7 children. No public appearances expected as President Trump and visiting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meet for dinner tonight. During previous visits, the two leaders sitting in the Oval Office and taking questions. ABC's Alex Prochet.
The stakes here are pretty high, specifically for Netanyahu. And I say that because, look, I mean, he's on trial in his own country for bribery and fraud and corruption. Those trials have been put on hold because of diplomatic and national security issues.
This is ABC News. A number of prominent medical organizations are suing Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over the department's vaccination policies.
The lawsuit accuses the health secretary of illegally dismantling the advisory board to the Centers for Disease Control and replacing those he fired with people who hold anti-vaccine viewpoints. Plaintiffs include the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Infectious Diseases Society of America, and the American Public Health Association, as well as two pregnant women, all of whom are asking for Secretary Kennedy's rollback of COVID vaccine recommendations to be undone. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The Department of Health and Human Services has not yet commented on the suit. The FBI and Justice Department say they found no credible evidence of an incriminating client list linked to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Authorities are also releasing footage of Epstein's jail cell in hopes of putting some conspiracy theories to rest. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers open up a series against the LA Dodgers. Milwaukee with a 3-1 win over the Marlins yesterday. Brandon Woodruff held Miami to just 2 hits, 1 run, striking out 8 on 70 pitches in 6 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, top of the third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And a drive into left field. That'll get a run in. Plenty. It is up and it is going to be gone. Jackson Churio goes deep. His 15th slider that backed up over the inside part of the plate, and Churio crushed it.
Freddy Peralta gets the start tonight after finding out next week he'll be at the All-Star game.
All the work that we put every day, when you have the right people around, and everything can be great.
Rhys Hoskins headed to the IL with a sprained right thumb. Andrew Vaughn being called up from Nashville to play first base. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed guard Ryan Rollins to a 3-year deal worth $12 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says 3 contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight with some showers and thunderstorms likely late, lows in the mid-60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly tomorrow morning, mostly cloudy for the afternoon, and a high within a few degrees of 80. Sunshine and around 80 again Wednesday. Currently at 77.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out the latest about the Dane County Humane Society with our friend Lisa Bernard.
And John and Gordy will host the opening of the Mosquito Alcatraz in Middleton.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. Hey, Wendy, a long weekend. I need a vacation from vacation.
Yeah, you know, it was a long weekend. We did celebrate the 4th of July, but honestly, I wasn't feeling very patriotic.
Right.
Patriotic. Wow. The whole weekend, but I was celebrating us and our family being together and that, you know, we're all healthy, we're all safe, you know, everybody's doing well. So, you know, just kind of hoping, you know, wishing that everybody is doing well, who we love and who we care for, our friends and family. So that's kind of what I was celebrating anyway. I wasn't celebrating Independence Day because I really feel like we're losing our independence.
Right, exactly. Hey, you know, our friends from Tawahi Foundation put up Celebrating Indigenous Resiliency since 1491. I can really buy into that. Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. I was really into July 4th when I was young because I was in parades and marching and playing my bugle and doing all those things. But things really change, and it's sad but true.
Yeah. What about that 4th of July parade? I can't remember what state it was. Was it Missouri?
No, Nebraska.
Nebraska.
I know what you're going to talk
Nebraska.
About.
Nebraska, yes. I was really – it was all over the internet.
Yeah.
It was Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yes, they had the – if anybody has watched The Handmaid's Tale on – I think it's on Netflix – the women in their white robes with their white hats and a whole bunch of them. It was really unbelievable to see that. And really, it's sad that, you know, that has to be part of our parade in this day and age. But
yeah,
it really does, since we are losing our liberties and our freedoms and certain people who are marginalized, like Native American people, LGBTQ people, people who are not white, people with brown skin. It's a little scary out there for me.
Yeah, it's really scary.
Tell you the truth. Yeah,
that's a good point. Hey, over the weekend or 2 days ago, reported by many outlets, but I'm going to quote from Lakota Law on Instagram. Earlier today, which was yesterday, conservative media pundit Ann Coulter posted, we didn't kill enough Indians, and she posted that on X. The comment was a response to the University of Minnesota professor Melanie Yazzie's comment of decolonizing and how it may help save the planet. Well, Wendy, we talk about that every day here.
Yeah, exactly. That's really, I have to say, it's really kind of nervy of her to say that out loud, you know. But well, that's what people do now.
Well, exactly. And it's crazy. One of the chiefs of the Cherokee Nation said Coulter's statement on its face is a despicable rhetorical shot trained on First Peoples of this continent, designed to dehumanize and diminish us and our ancestors and put us at the risk of further injury.
It's
what's being said out there now. It's definitely a thing. It's, you know, during the Orange One's first round, it was like, I talk about this all the time, but it was like, let's make racists afraid again. Mm-hmm. But that isn't what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite. We see that where they're putting up that penitentiary in Florida called
Alligator.
Alcatraz.
Yeah.
And it's right in between two tribes, the land right down there. There's no plumbing where they're building this. And they're spending all this money, Wendy, that could be spent on all these cuts that they've made, like in healthcare. It's amazing.
Or children's school lunches.
Right.
Yeah. So they're making fun of, so let the gators eat the people who are in these places. They'll be trapped there with no air conditioning, and they'll be kept like animals and deplorable conditions, and it's floods there. It's where hurricanes happen. I could just imagine a natural disaster, a hurricane coming through there, the place flooding, and them not evacuating people.
Yeah.
Like, I could see that happening. Like, they are so. It is just so, I can't even put it into words.
Well, it's amazing.
It's inhumane. Inhumane.
Well, and again, we should talk a little bit more, and we'll have Dr. Stately on too.
Yeah.
But one of the things, 813 billionaires would like to thank the 340 million Americans for picking up their tab.
Yeah.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. That was posted by People's Unity Project. And, I love how the whole world is calling the United States a fascist fascist party.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, too, we heard this weekend, which would be great, as now the Democrats are talking about Project 2026, and they need to do something. We elected them, and we're seeing like things aren't happening, and hopefully they are in the background, but right now we're not counting on that.
No, I know. We can't. We just have to keep saying what we want to say. Hopefully people will keep listening. Hopefully people who are on the fence about how they feel will come over on our side. But, you sent me that thing about the psychologist who was really looking at the psychology of supporters of this administration and how embedded it is for them to continue to believe, even though they may not, because they would be shamed, right? They would lose face. And they have to keep believing all this AI-generated false rhetoric that they see on social media that's fake. And they really do believe it. I know a couple of people personally who post these artificial intelligence images, absolutely fake news. They don't even, bother to check it. They believe it, and on their Facebook posts and on their social media posts, they'll put, this is the truth. Yeah. And they really, they truly, truly believe it.
Yeah.
It's a cult. It's brainwashing. It's just really scary for me anyway. Yeah. It's really weighing on my soul.
Well, that big, beautiful, crappy bill is mm-hmm. spread out for a few years, too, so people don't feel the pain right away.
Yeah.
I like the Republicans are being referred to as American Fascist Party by the media abroad, and I guess we'll be calling them that as well yeah. from now on.
Well, you know, I heard Amy Klobuchar on the radio saying that, you know, this big, beautiful bill with all these Medicaid cuts and mm-hmm. school lunch cuts and all these cuts, it's not going to happen until after the primary,
right.
November 2026, so that people don't remember. People have short memories.
Definitely.
You know, short memories. And when November 2026 comes along and we have 33 Senate seats and all 435 seats in the House of Representatives are up for election, people are going to forget. And we have to keep the remembering. We have to keep helping them remember what is going to happen to them.
Hey, Native Roots Radio, we'll be right back. Wendy and I, along with Dr. Stately.
Stay with us.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The easy all-in-one plan includes personal support, coverage for medical, prescription drugs, and dental, plus many extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
Four Sisters Farmers Market is more than a place to shop for delicious organic food. It's a celebration of indigenous culture, food sovereignty, and community. Now in its 11th season, the market offers healthy, affordable, culturally appropriate local foods every Thursday from 11 to 3. Located on the American Indian Cultural Corridor off Franklin Avenue, Four Sisters Farmers Market is a project of NAGD. Every Thursday now through October, discover more about Four Sisters Farmers Market by visiting NAGD.org.
Rudy Luther Toyota has a great way for you to purchase your next vehicle. It's the Toyota Smart Path. You can shop at the dealership or on your couch. Shop smarter by saving time, and remember, they'll have the best prices and no surprises. You can browse the available vehicles, use the Smart Path payment estimator to customize your own payments, apply for financing, and then finalize your purchase. Smart Path is the smartest path to your new vehicle. Check it out online at rudyluthertoyota.com or stop by Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
Your heart beats for generations. Take care of it.
There's a lot that we can do to take care of ourselves. And so I think it's important to take the smaller steps and break it down into more manageable pieces, because the little steps leads to big changes.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. For Indigenous women, taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Let's protect that story. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart-beats.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minneapolis, what am I going to say, the Native American Community Development Institute, or use the acronym NACDI in Minneapolis. I'm a little rusty this morning.
Yeah. Woo! It's not this morning, Wendy.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, welcome.
I just woke up from a nap.
It's like this morning, though. Oh, hey, we have our friend Dr. Stately with us. I really appreciate you stopping by. A lot going on. Good to see you as always.
You as well. How are you? It's good to see you, Wendy. I haven't seen you in a really long time.
Yeah, good to see you too, Dr. Stately.
Yeah, we were just talking about Ann Coulter and her saying that we should have killed off more Indians, and we had a whole segment that we just talked a little bit about that. Do you have any thoughts on this Fox News person?
Well, you know, I don't know. If Ann Coulter had some wagons, I might have some suggestions.
Oh, yes. That's the old, I think we were trying to start a business called Wagon Burners, but I was told to settle down a little bit. Oh,
this is not the time to settle down.
That's true.
The time to gear up.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Staten, you go ahead.
I don't know. I probably shouldn't say anything because I don't have anything kind to say. So.
Yeah. There you go. Taking the high road. Really appreciate that. But it's not good radio.
Person on the, well, I mean, I think she lacks intelligence. Right. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't just lack actual intelligence, like the intellectual sort of like, meaning like, you know, all pistons firing. She lacks emotional intelligence, which is, you know, evident in practically all of her interviews. But I also think the other piece to that is that, yeah. She's racist, so I don't know what else to say about that. So,
right. Yeah,
that's you know, it's like, you know, she, every time she opens her mouth, she indicts herself. So I think, you know, that's just my thoughts on it. I really actually didn't have a lot to say about her that's kind, so I just don't want to.
Yeah, that's good. You have a lot more class than I do, that's for sure.
Like Mom used to say, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it. That's what my mother used to say. I'm kind of done with that. Kind of done with that, but go ahead.
I didn't see her rant or whatever it was on, and you know, like I put her and Marjorie Taylor Greene and all those other people, I put them all into the same category of like, you know, women who yell a lot and pound their fists and scream and draw attention to themselves, but don't really have a tremendous amount of intellectual or logical sort of like argument behind their, there's no foundation behind what they're doing, right? They're like what the president is. Well, I mean, you know, and arguably the president could be considered like, you know, unintelligent or really, really sneaky. You know, or he's intelligent and he's evil. I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can describe it. But the thing is that those two women and other women who I could also name, like Carrie Lake and a few other people, they don't have a lot of like foundation to lay their claims on, right?
Mm-hmm.
They whip up and they make things really dramatic. It's like theater. It's just, you know. Yeah. Like it's not even politics, it's theater.
Right. So, well, and like, too, the other party, the Republican Party, I should just say, really has no solutions. They just attack people. You know, it's like, not how are we going to solve the border crisis? We're just going to attack the legal aliens. You know, that's their MO.
Yeah. And at the same time, they're going to let in all these really poorly treated Afrikaners.
Yeah.
who are also they're immigrants of sorts, I suppose, but you know, they're also very wealthy white people from South America.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing.
South Africa. So I think just the thing is like there's like no logic to their thought process. Right. And you know, it's so funny that they're like, you know, they're screaming out one side of their mouth about, you know, racism and pushing back on DEI and racism, right, at the same time acting racist, making racist decisions and behaving racist. And it's like, wait, your argument would stand stronger if you actually were behaving like a human being.
Yeah, exactly. It's a hard one. They made criminalized DEI, which stands for diversity, equity,
and inclusiveness.
What the heck is wrong with that? It's a bad word.
Yeah, and you know, there was a day in time not so long ago when equity and inclusion would have included white women of those people, of those caliber, that community. You know, they haven't had their rights all that long either.
No, exactly. And the way this bill's been pushed out, you know, we maybe next segment we can talk a little bit how it's going to affect Native American Community Clinic, because the healthcare is going to be a rough thing here. And thank goodness we have Native American Community Clinic for our community.
Yeah. You know, I have a lot of feelings about that big, beautiful bill, and where I'd like to put that bill. But, you know, here's the thing. So it is going to make our work and so many other people who do healthcare and education and a number of other really critical things within our community, it's going to make our work really, really hard. It's going to make it very challenging. It's going to be daunting and soul sucking in a lot of ways. But here's the thing that I know to be true, that is even truer than and more long lasting and enduring than Trump's tax cut, so to speak. Yeah. And what I will mean when I say that is like, you know, like Indigenous people, we've been through really hard times. We know how to get through hard times. And we're strong. We have tremendous resilience, strength, and endurance. We're perseverers, right? So we'll get through it. It's not that we won't get through it. It will be hard. It will be very, very hard. Think about so many of the things that our ancestors had to go through. Yeah. So I don't spend a lot of time worrying about like, are we going to get through this? I'm focused on like, well, how do I navigate this space, and how do I, you know, build coalitions and collaborations with people and other people doing similar work to sort of kind of get through this difficult and dark patch we're going to go through, and do as much as I possibly can to make sure that people are still going to be able to get the things that they need so that they can live healthier and more stable lives. And, you know, that's my job. And so I think about that a lot. And I talk a lot with my staff about it. And we're all, of course, focused on that. And I think the thing is that, you know, we'll outlive this. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact, well, you know, creator willing, I will outlive that orange creature, and I'll see his thing come crashing down around him at some point in time. In the meantime, I'm focused on the here and now and what's happening right now and what we need to do to make sure that people are okay now.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because sometimes for me it gets kind of dark, and I get into that place where it's hard for me to see it on the other side. You know, the light at the end of the tunnel's a oncoming train instead of something positive. So I appreciate you speaking in such a good way about, you know, what we have to do and how we have to stay positive. So, hey, you know, I appreciate you coming on and talking about this. And again, I think what's going to be fun in the next segment, Wendy, is that you always say, well, ask Dr. Stately what he wants to talk about. So we're going to definitely do that in the next segment. We're here with Dr. Stately, Native American Community Clinic CEO and president, and Wendy later on with our sacred animal portion.
Stay with us.
Ho-wa.
Voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Just days after ordering a pause in critical weapons deliveries to Ukraine, President Trump in a 180 now says the U.S. will have to send more weapons to Kyiv. The Pentagon announced last week it would hold back delivering weapons amid concerns U.S. stockpiles have dropped too much. President Trump said Ukraine has to be able to defend themselves. Officials say Russian attacks on Ukraine killed at least 11 civilians and injured more than 80 others, including 7 children. No public appearance is expected as President Trump and visiting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meet for dinner tonight. During previous visits, the two leaders sitting in the Oval Office and taking questions. ABC's Alex Prochet.
The stakes here are pretty high, specifically for Netanyahu. And I say that because, look, I mean, he's on trial in his own country for bribery and fraud and corruption. Those trials have been put on hold because of diplomatic and national security issues.
This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers open up a series against the LA Dodgers. Milwaukee with a 3-1 win over the Marlins yesterday. Brandon Woodruff held Miami to just 2 hits, 1 run, striking out 8 on 70 pitches in 6 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, top of the 3rd on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And a drive into left field, that'll get a run in. Plenty, it is up and it is going to be gone. Jackson Churio goes deep. His 15th slider that backed up over the inside part of the plate, and Churio crushed it.
Freddie Peralta gets the start tonight after finding out next week he'll be at the All-Star game.
All the work that we put every day, when you have the right people around, and everything can be great.
Rhys Hoskins headed to the IL with a sprained right thumb. Andrew Vaughn being called up from Nashville to play first base. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed guard Ryan Rollins to a 3-year deal worth $12 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short-order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight with some showers and thunderstorms likely late. Lows in the mid-60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly tomorrow morning. Mostly cloudy for the afternoon and a high within a few degrees of 80. Sunshine and around 80 again Wednesday. Currently at 75 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, The John and Gordy Show.
Would you rather sleep in a doghouse or let stray dogs sleep on your bed every night? And this is every night for the rest of your life. Okay.
Well, I would have to say that the stray dogs sleeping in my bed, why not? Oh, hell. I got the Kraken. I got my border collies sleeping up there. You know,
really?
It's like a bed of hair now.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Lindsay Owens joins me at 5 o'clock to talk about the impacts of the big brutal bill on your pocketbook, as well as Donald Trump's renewed train war. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we really appreciate their work and the work they've done for years and years. And I believe they were in the Pride Parade. Yeah, that was awesome.
Great.
That group. And we know all those guys. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic and president of Native American Community Clinic also. And, you know, I think it's fun that we are taking the high road. So, again, Wendy told me during the break, ask Dr. Stately what he wants to talk about. And so I just say, take it away, Dr.
Stately.
And I
said, how nice of him to take the high road. I want to just throw a flamethrower.
Yeah. Wendy wants to burn bridges with a flamethrower, and I support that. Ho-wah.
Well, I mean, it's not that I don't want to do it as well. I was thinking about, like, did we have a comment in the public comments about one of the one of our listeners said something about, you know, her ugly comments and her tactics and her strategies make her want to throw up. And I'm like, well, yeah, it makes me want to slap her, but I'm not going to do that.
Slap her in a good way.
Yeah, like, you know, just, you know, just only just to, like, you know, shake some sense into her and you make her see the evil, see her ways, right? But
yeah,
only be doing it out of the goodness of my heart, and it's a good thing she doesn't live nearby me. So anyway, for me, perhaps. I don't know. I was like, what do I want to talk about? I think, you know, there's a bunch of things I think I want to talk about. One of the things that's just really challenging for me, and you know, some of the craziness that this current administration is doing within, you know, gutting Medicaid, gutting healthcare, the recent decision that RFK made to, remove many of the vaccines that might have thimerosal in them, so that, like, taking them off the vaccine schedule, which means that once you take it off vaccine schedules, insurance companies don't have to reimburse it for anymore. So then what that means is, like, Medicaid and all the other private insurance companies won't pay for vaccines for children and people who want them legitimately. There's, there's a good, I don't know how many people, let's say a third of the nation, or I don't know what the vacciner sort of like community looks like, but you know, a portion of the nation doesn't want vaccines, right? And it's like, well, you shouldn't just decide that it's not important to have and take it off the schedule, and so, like, me, like, leaving it to, you know, the other half of the nation, or the other two-thirds of the nation that does want vaccines and does want their children to be protected of these things and doesn't want them to sort of, like, you know, get sick and possibly die from, you know, preventable and communicable diseases that are treatable and such. Like, why would you think that that's an okay thing? Just take it off of, find another way of maintaining people's access to it while allowing people that don't want to have their children vaccinated able to do that. Like, find another way to do that.
Yeah.
Like, make it so that people have choice, right? But also the thing that's really problematic in this whole discussion around vaccines is that Native people, and this is true for us here in the state of Minnesota, and probably also, I would imagine, likely in many other Native communities across Turtle Island, we have some of the lowest rates of vaccines and immunizations for our children and for our most vulnerable people, which is problematic because this will make it even worse for us. This will make it even harder for us to, for the people that do want vaccines to get that accomplished, because they're not going to be covered by insurance. And we also have really, really high rates of poverty, and we have really high, already many, many tremendously difficult challenges around accessibility, right? And so it's like, it's, and I guess one of the things for me is like, you know, I hope that there's a time, I hope that there's a time when we return to a period in politics where we expect the people who we elect to office to either have a functioning intellectual brain, and if they don't have that, that the bare minimum they have people around them as advisors who actually have a functioning brain and who can make good decisions, good sound decisions, not just for the one or two people in their particular district, but people like, people need to recognize when they make these decisions, they're not just impacting the two or three or four people in their own district that might have a thing. They're impacting people across the entire United States. It's like you're representative for your area, but your impact is felt broadly. And your lack of being able to make good, sound decisions based on science, like Robert RFK's decision around some of his vaccine decisions, especially the ones around thimerosal, are like completely flawed. It's like he didn't actually read the research. He just, he read like two or three lines in the abstract and informed an opinion, you know?
And it's really scary for the nation, honestly. I think we're going to see a lot of kids get sick, and there's going to be outbreaks in areas, and some of these things that and kids one get vaccinated of, for, there's no cure for.
Well, no, and they will actually, it'll be really expensive for people who don't, you know, here's the thing. This, I will tell you, is the thing that really pisses me off. So if we're going to get real, Miss Coulter, the thing that really pisses me off is that, you know, like, remember back in the pandemic, Trump was downplaying the vaccine, and he was downplaying all this stuff. And yet when he got sick, he got the treatment,
right?
He got the treatment. He took the treatment. He took the vaccines. He took all the things. And it's like, I love when rich, white, wealthy people, like, you know, just go after a thing and, like, you know, torpedo it and kill it. And yet they have the resources to pay $1,000 or $100 or $200 or $300 for the vaccines that they might want and that they might need for themselves and or their children or the people that they value. But the rest of the nation who can't afford those things, who don't have resources to pay, you know, $1,000 for, like, you know, all of their children to get vaccinated for something that is really important for them to be vaccinated against. That to me is the thing that's unconscionable and pisses me off.
Well, so, didn't RFK admit?
Wealthy people will be able to make that choice, right?
RFK Jr. admitted that all his children were vaccinated.
Yes, he's vaccinated.
Yeah. You know,
and I guess, I don't know, maybe he is the living evidence that getting vaccinated does mean that you're not less intelligent. I don't know, but I've been vaccinated and I'm pretty, I think I could probably stand toe to toe with him in the intelligence ring.
Absolutely.
Oh no, you're
much smarter.
Please don't insult yourself, Dr. Stately.
Yeah.
Don't insult yourself.
I know. What? Yeah. I just, their big play is a racist play, and, you know, I've seen some reports lately.
And I think what people need to wake up to, and I think this is what people need to get loud about and be angry about and pissed off about and be really upfront about, is that, like, this is not about them. So all the cuts in education, all the cuts in healthcare, all the cuts in all those access, what it means is that Black, brown, and indigenous people and poor white people will suffer tremendously. They'll start to die at much faster rates. not having them educated means that they won't understand their civil rights. They won't understand the Bill of Rights. They won't understand the importance of the Constitution. They already don't understand how the democratic process works, or how the, they just, when you make the effort to like make people incompetent, unintelligent, like if you dummy down the nation specifically, you can control them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And what it is, it's just another way to sort of like, it's a different form of genocide, quite frankly.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, we talked earlier about the Republicans are being referred to as the American Fascist Party by media across the world. And so we're going to start calling them that too.
Yeah. And what's sad is, you know, is that there's a whole group of people, a very large group of people who are Republicans who don't agree with the things that are happening, but right. Their voices are silenced as well, right?
Right.
So you got the crazy people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and a few other people who will, you know. Do you remember the thing where she did that whole, I wish I had saved the TikTok because I really love, like, I would get a chuckle out of it all the time. Like, remember she was on the House floor and she was wearing like a mink jacket and she was like,
yeah.
screaming and losing her mind. I was like, this is like, yeah. Which district do you represent again? Do all the people in your district wear minks or just you?
Right.
mink coat. It's like, yeah. And that just the disconnect between their ability to sort of like, just their ability to have any humanity whatsoever is just heartbreaking. But like, you know, after I get past the heartbreak, it just infuriates me. And, you know, yeah.
Well, we have a slew of representatives in Minnesota that voted for this big, beautiful bill, too. And they should be held accountable, too, because it's going to hurt rural areas right away.
Yeah. So when you think about and you look at the state of Minnesota and you see all the blue parts of Minnesota, it's all in the urban areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the outstate areas that have a lot of farmland and a lot of rural areas, heavily red, right? Mm-hmm. And all those places, the safety net places for those folks for healthcare is FQHCs and community health centers that are trying to serve their needs and their communities and all their relatives. And those places are going to suffer. They're going to suffer tremendously. They're likely to close, right?
Yeah.
And so when you're sitting in the middle of nowhere in northern Minnesota and you're a Republican and you voted to gut healthcare and you're lying in your bed trying to find someone who can come help you and take care of you as you're, dying from something that was communicable and preventable, I hope you think about I really wish I had thought through that vote differently.
Yeah. No doubt. Hey, Dr. Stately, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. I know you got to run and pick up the kids, but we really appreciate you stopping in and speaking your truth.
I actually don't have to pick them up. They're 18. They can figure it out.
Hey, well then, well maybe we'll keep you another segment then.
Yeah, I'll just eat some popcorn while I wait for you.
Okay. Stay with us.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Your heart beats for generations.
Your heart is so many things. It beats all the time, and it works very hard to keep you moving through your day, keeping your thoughts clear. It's the most important organ in your body.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. Taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart. hennepin.us/heart-beats. That's hennepin.us/heart-beats.
What does it mean to begin? Creation Story explores Native origin stories through powerful contemporary art, connecting past and present with every brushstroke in sculpture. Explore how identity, culture, and resilience are shaped through art. Creation Story, now at All My Relations Arts through July 26th. This exhibition invites you to the heart of the Ochate Shikoin storytelling, where spiritual relatives guide the way. Open to all. Learn more at allmyrelationsarts.org. Experience the beginning. Experience Creation Story at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis.
Hi, this is Governor Walz. Thank you for listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
In this portion of the show, we like to bring awareness to our Minnesota wolf population. Say no to the hunt.
No.
Oh.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, Native American Community Clinic CEO and our friend. And we were getting a little heavy there, Dr. Stately, Wendy and I were talking during the break. And we appreciate that because it is going to happen, and it is happening. And what does that do for everybody else too? When clinics in rural areas close, it raises everybody's insurance too. So it's just a cyclical kind of thing happening to this whole country, except the 1%, the 813 billionaires that got a tax break.
Is there 813 of them?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. I could be crazy. Call me crazy. Other people have done it. You know, maybe Elon Musk and his third party is going to do something to help us.
You're crazy.
Ooh, he's so mad. You know what? You might have a thought there. He's so mad at Trump right now. He might.
Well, hopefully he doesn't get deported before he does this.
Well, you know, and Trump's going to cancel all his contracts now.
Is that what just came out?
That's what he said the other day on Truth Social. Maybe I'll just have Doge take a look at your contracts.
Wow.
Dr.
Stately is eating popcorn, Wendy.
He is eating popcorn.
I'm eating grapes.
Grapes. Oh, grapes. Okay.
All right. That's better than popcorn. That's healthy.
Healthier than popcorn.
Healthier. Popcorn's not really unhealthy.
Well, it depends on the kind of butter and lots of salt you put on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Douse it in butter and, you know.
I've been eating skinny popcorn, or what's that called? Yeah.
I'll eat the skinny pop, but I'll buy like the big family bag and eat the whole thing in one sitting.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been eating skinny popcorn forever, and I'm not losing any weight. I'm not getting any skinny.
I know.
Jeez. And I don't eat it.
The same thing when you drink smart water. Like, you know.
Oh, it didn't make me smarter. And the skinny, I don't eat the skinny popcorn, and I'm skinny.
So he thinks. He's looking in a skinny mirror.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Happy anniversary, honey.
Yeah, just had her anniversary, it seems like. I don't know.
It's over.
It's 24.
We're going on 25.
It's 24.
We're on 25th season.
Dr. Stately, it's 24 years. 24 years, and it feels like 24 minutes underwater. Oh, wow.
Well, I was going to say, it's all about choices. You know, if you wanted to be skinny, you could go back to smoking like a chimney again and having all the cigarette butts in your ashtray.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Then she's got to kiss you.
Ooh. Yeah, she won't. When I met her and picked her up at the airport, I did a sharp turn and my ashtray just spilled all over, and I thought it was over then. But she smoked then too.
Did I ever tell you the story about how I quit smoking?
No, we'd love to hear it.
No. So how I quit smoking, it's so funny because I like, you know, I do research into smoking cessation. I have projects in it. Doing all these things, all these strategies to quit smoking. And I always tell my friends and me, my research projects, I'm like, well, how I quit smoking was none of this worked for me, actually. But I went on a date with this really hot guy that I met when I was living in L.A. I met him at a disco, and I had a date with him like a couple days later. And then I showed up for the date at a coffee shop, and I had just been sick. I had been a little sick for a couple of days. I had a cough, so I didn't smoke at all during those days because I thought I just didn't want to smoke. So I show up for coffee, and we're talking, and he goes, we're talking about the things that we do and we don't do, and what we like and what we don't like. And he goes, do you smoke? He goes, because I won't date a smoker.
Oh.
And I was like, me? I don't smoke. No. I could get away with it because I hadn't smoked for 2 or 3 days because I was sick. So then I went. So he was that hot that I went home and I threw my carton of cigarettes away and I was like, okay, I'm done smoking.
And that was it? You really stopped?
Yeah. Never smoked.
Wow.
No, yeah. Nicorette gum, no patches, mm-mm. Nothing. Mm-mm. You just stopped because you had a hot guy.
Motivation. It was pretty hot. And we didn't stay together for very long. We stayed together for 6 years and then broke up. But you know, I can thank him for not being a smoker. That's what
you
wow.
Do. That's awesome.
That's a great story.
That is a great story. I used to take off my patch and have a smoke and then slap that baby right back on my shoulder and really go on to teach high school.
You're one of the few people that I know that is smart enough to take the patch off. I've had people that I know, some of them are relatives, that actually smoke with the patch on and get so sick. They'd be like, I'm so sick. I'm like, yeah. Because you got like twice the amount of nicotine.
Yeah, nicotine poisoning.
Well, you know how I did it, and I think it's 18 years now, huh, Wendy?
Oh, I don't
somewhere
know.
Somewhere around there. Yeah. Is that I did when Chantix first came out, I tried it. I was so desperate. I tried to quit smoking so many times.
Well, this is a really important topic, and now that we're going to finish up this episode, I'm going to say this really quickly. Nicotine is being disguised as these, Have you and any of your kids or any of the youth been doing these things, these nic bumps? You know, the little things that are like these little pouches of nicotine that you pop in your mouth, put under your tongue. Really powerful, really, really potent nicotine. and they're flavored. They have like peppermint flavor, spearmint flavor, bubblegum flavor, this flavor, that flavor. They got all these like, you can get them in all kinds of things. It's like crazy making because it's like, there's the amount of nicotine that's in one of those bump pouches is about 2 or 3 cigarettes.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
But here's the thing. So like, they outlawed things like flavored cigarettes. They outlawed flavored vapes and stuff like that for you. But now these young people are going and buying these, they're called nic bumps. They're called nics.
Wow. Heard of them.
Yeah. And the thing is, in the Great Plains area, so the upper Midwest, like which we're at, we have some of the highest rates of lung cancer from smoking and tobacco-related products in our communities. We have, get lung cancer and die from lung cancer at a rate that is significantly higher than the rest of the population. So,
if your
relatives are using those products, you might want to really think twice about whether or not.
So that's a product that's sold at a tobacco store.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's
sold also at gas stations and stuff.
And anybody could go in and buy it. Like a kid. Well, 18,
I think you have to be 21 and over, but I've seen a lot of 17 and 18 year olds.
Yeah, that's crazy. And it's so addicting. Nicotine is so addicting. It is.
And I'm okay with like threatening my kids if they try it. I'll be like, if you're going to go ahead and try that, I'll just rip your lungs out right now. I was like, it'll save me a lot of heartache and a lot of money. Spending.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Jobs for someone with autism. Programmer. Teacher.
WIN. By Autism Speaks. Morris. Helps businesses lead the way in inclusive hiring.
How about a healthcare worker?
To learn more, go to autismspeaks.org/win.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Reaction from an infectious disease expert after the CDC warns there's been a spike in tick-related emergency room visits nationwide, especially in the Northeast. Dr. Waleed Javad.
If we are building more houses in more wooded areas, which I've seen more of a trend, that could result in more ticks' ability to infect.
In Australia, a woman accused of poisoning dinner guests using mushrooms was convicted today of 3 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder. 50-year-old Aaron Patterson pleaded not guilty, insisting the poisonings were a mistake. ABC's Britt Clennett.
Her lawyers arguing that the dish served was a terrible accident. And on Monday, the jury of 12 found Patterson guilty of all 4 charges after a week of deliberating. The mother of 2 is now facing life in prison. Her sentencing will come at a later date, which hasn't been set yet, but she'll be remanded until then, and she can still appeal the guilty verdict.
This is ABC News.